Howdy, I'm Gary Stork. I'm one of the co-founders of Madison Normal. And I wanted to, you should check out our new coffee, the Madsterdam blend. It's delicious. I wanted to do a little business here. Thank everybody for coming and thank all the bands this weekend. Had some great bands, and Eric Reedish for booking all these bands and making sure the sound was perfect and everything like that. And Little Marsh Overflow today, man. What an awesome day and awesome band and great place to hear them at. And thank you. We had a nice crowd today coming up the street. Heard estimates of up to 1,500. But you are just the tip of the iceberg. You're the people who have the courage to come out and stand up for your opinions. This town is full of pot smokers. You know that. They're all over the place. But you're the ones that came out. You had the guts to come out and say, no more. Say equal rights. This is about civil rights. This is ridiculous that people who are not the problem are targets of law enforcement. Pot smokers should not be a priority at all. It's hurting everybody. Our community is hurting every day from the overuse of alcohol. Some people just can't handle it. It's widely available, and it hurts people. It kills you by, it intoxicates you by poisoning you. You know, it's time to have some cannabis cafes in this town to compete with the bars and see, you know, let people vote with their feet. The town would be a lot safer and everybody could get back to serving and protecting instead of, you know, targeting pot users. No pot user should ever be targeted. There's always something worse going on. Last night I was down on in the neighborhood of this area, and I happened to be on State Street at 1:30, and with all the screaming and hollering and stuff like that, it sounded like they'd opened up the lunatic bin. You know, and I just come from a party where a lot of people were smoking pot, and everybody was so peaceful and mellow, and we could hear frat parties around where they were screaming and chanting. You know, those are the problems. That's, nobody's bothering anybody, so leave the pot smokers alone. So, I suppose everybody saw this coffin today, and some of you are wondering, well, what's up with that coffin? You know, well, if you go back about a year ago when we were last all here, how you been, everybody? We were working on a medical marijuana bill, and we had a lot of hope. We collected over hundreds of postcards that day and hand-delivered them to the offices in this building the Monday after Harvest Fest last year. And well, the bill did get a hearing, the first medical marijuana hearing in Wisconsin, and 25 years, and patients got to talk, the lawmakers must have had cotton in their ears because nothing happened, and the bill ended up dying in committee. And we didn't hear much about that, and the people in this building are responsible for that bill dying in committee, and we don't want to get them to get away with it. I hope everybody here who can vote is registered to vote. This is a big year for y'all. This is a big year. We need everybody to vote. You don't think it doesn't matter. It matters. There's a lot of stuff on the ballot. Literally the future of this state. We have a choice between a governor who will sign a medical marijuana bill or one who will veto it. We have a stupid gay marriage amendment on the ballot that just wants to put bigotry in our Constitution. And can you believe some of the lunatics in here want to bring back the death penalty? Well, we've done without it for 153 years, and we sure don't need it. You know, who's going to apply for the job of executioner? It's time to turn these mothers out, you know? We need a new crew. We need you to vote, and we need to get your friends to vote. And we need you to find the people that that you're going to vote for in your districts and ask them where they stand on medical marijuana. And if they tell you they don't support it, or even if they refuse to give you an answer, tell them that no way are you going to vote for him and that you're going to tell everybody you know not to vote for him. This bill died after only 150 days of life. But in those 150 days, almost 5,000 Wisconsinites died of cancer. 5,000 of our friends and neighbors, many of them who had to break the law to get through their chemotherapy and ease their pain, and they died criminals because the people in this building won't listen to the 80% of us who say it should be legal. Patients are hurting. Patients are going without medicine. I've seen Jackie go through so much, and other patients here. These are my friends. This is immoral, you know. You're taking away our dignity. Patients can't get medicine, or they have to pay too much. They have to choose between food or medicine. I mean, people are doing it. It's time to protect what's already happening. You know, stop acknowledging it. Everybody knows a medical marijuana patient. Everybody's touched by illness. It's time to stop it. Patients are hurting, and so we're going to Green Bay, but it's not just Mark Green we're going to visit. We're going to visit John Guard's campaign offices, too. When the bill was introduced, John Guard said the bill had a mountain to climb. Well, we'd like to make sure that people know, the 80% of us who support medical marijuana, that John Guard should have a mountain to climb in trying to get elected to Congress. That man should be back in private life. There's plenty of lobbyist jobs for him in this building. They'll find something for him. He's got enough friends out there. So it's going to be a twofer, Garden Green and Green Bay. Now, if there's any people here from Green Bay, we need you to come out. Come and talk to us and meet up with us. Let's get a dozen, two dozen. Let's get 50 people in front of those offices. Let's inject this into the election. Let's find out where everybody stands on medical marijuana. Start to break these laws down. Start to end this. So this can be a celebration without fear. So not just the tip of the iceberg comes out, but the whole damn iceberg. I have a cloud of smoke covering the entire isthmus for Harvest Fest.